Hare Krishna, a Braj Kumar is asking that Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami's elder brother, and Rupa Goswami is being quoted by Srila Prabhupada in so many places, and Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita, but Sanatana Goswami, his guru and elder brother, isn't. So why is that? I don't think that's an accurate assessment. Kaviraj Goswami does quote Hari Bhakti Vilas in Chaitanya Charitamrita in a number of places. And Srila Prabhupada, in his purports, he quotes Brihad Bhagavatamrita also. Mistaken question. But anyway, that's the answer. And then he also asks about the Granth Samadhi in Vrindavan. What is it? Why is it? And so on. I've never read anything about the Granth Samadhi. I've only heard oral tradition about it, which is also a valid source of information. And what we've always heard is that the Goswamis buried some of the books that they wrote, thinking that they were not really suitable for preaching purposes. They may be suitable for self-realized souls, but not suitable for conditioned souls. And so they decided not to distribute them and send them on with Srinivas Acharya to Bengal and have them copied, but they buried them instead. That is the tradition. And we see that it's a reasonable decision. If we see, for instance, Gita Govinda, which is also has some quite confidential pastimes of Krishna, and because of the beauty of the songs, the Sanskrit, the melody, the meter of Gita Govinda, it's very popular by common people, materialistic, non-devotee singers sing it, and similar people listen to it. And they get all kinds of misconceptions about Krishna and Krishna Leela. And that's a shame, because that ruins or spoils their spiritual life. So perhaps in the same vein, the Goswamis also decided that they didn't want to do that, and therefore they buried those books. And that's our understanding of that to date. And here we are with our last day in Delhi, and we're on our way to pick up some ankle bells for Srimati Radharani in Nibrajadam. Hare Krishna.